You're listening to the Nice 90s with Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That was Bjork. We're going to keep going with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is from 1999, the Californication album, Parallel Universe, here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 6:02 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave.
We'll be right back. every day. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the page.
There we go, from the 1990s. That was part of a movie called Reality Bites, and it was a remake. There's Baby, I Love Your Way here on the Nice 90s. I think I'm going to play a little Alanis Morissette next. And did we decide Tracy Chapman was your other pick, Darren?
It is.
All right. He speaks. He speaks, everybody. He's really here. Darren Hersey, everybody. Say hello, Darren. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
There he is. And we're going to the... We're going to get something to eat after, maybe go to Encore. That's what you do in 2023. What were you doing in the 90s, Darren? Anything fun? Nothing. Drinking. That's pretty much it. Yeah, working and drinking. But what was nice about the 90s is the fashion was good. The colors were still there. And things were relatively cheap. It was before 9/11, so it was still pretty good to live in the good old U.S. of A. Everybody wasn't on each other's ass. Everybody was looking at each other sideways every day. Pretty good times. Not the best music, but still not the worst. There's always good stuff in every single decade. Anyway, next one is a big one from Alanis Morissette. She had a album that just kind of took the world by storm. Here she is with the big hit single off that one, You Oughta Know. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here with you till 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you?
Yeah, it was from around like 93 or 4 or something like that. Yeah, pretty good. Alanis was just loopy. Loopy crazy. All the girls loved her because he had that angst, and all the guys just wanted to fix her. And then they realize, you know, she's bat squat crazy. Forget it. You move on. But she made a career out of it. That was a pretty good album. In the background is, I thought it was Ricky Martin. But some other guy doing Ricky Martin, I think. Darren and I were having a little conversation off the air. Like, I'm like, yeah, he died. And he's like, he's not dead. I'm like, sure he is. And he's like, no, he isn't. We had to look it up. And he's alive. Thank God. Ricky Martin's still alive, everybody. He's 51. Happy birthday to Darren. He's 52 tomorrow. It's exciting. If you find your voice, let me know. I'll play. We can sing happy birthday together. A cappella. That means, he's shy. This is the shyest guest I've ever had on the show. He talks in between while we're playing stuff, though. Gives me the eye. He's like, hey, how about this song? I'm like, that's a pretty good tune. Enough of this one. Let's play the real one. Here's Ricky Martin, La Vida Loca, 1999. A few people got pregnant to this song, that's for sure. Man, that was good. Let's play it in Spanish. Let's play it in Spanish. Sure. It's Ricky Martin here on the nice 90s, WMFO Medford.
La reina de la noche, la diosa del vudú. Yo no podré salvarme, podrás salvarte tú.
I'm just kidding, we're not going to play it twice. Anyway, that's great. I got my heart up to like 120 beats per minute here. Darren's dancing all around the studio. Things are getting nuts here at WMFO in Medford. I think that term getting nuts happened in like the 90s too, because Michael Keaton came on that Batman. He's like, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. So people would always say nuts and things like that. There's always some new words like every decade or so. They're coming up with like fetch is like a new one. I'm like, that's fetch. I'm like, this sounds like you're an idiot when you say that. But anyway, everybody has their terms every few years. If you guys know me, you know how much I love the House of Pain, and the House of Pain was in the 90s. So I'm going to play a little bit from the House of Pain. We'll get some more songs in here with you till 7 p.m. I'm here. I'm Chris Earle, and Darren Hersey's sitting here, and we're going to go get a nice sandwich afterwards. And we're going to talk about the 90s, things like how'd you like the 90s? Did you grow up in the 90s? What kind of car did you have? Did you wear nice sneakers? Did you listen to some great music? Things of that nature. And while we do that in between the songs, you're going to listen to the House of Pain. How's that sound?
Stop! The law has been broken. He who breaks the law shall be punished. Back to the House of Pain!
Back to the House of Pain!
Mixing it up a little bit. Jump around. 1990s mix for you. Here on the nice 90s, here with you till 7 p.m.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me, battle sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Months with the funk plus. Someone's fucking junk. Yeah, I'll bust them in the eye. And then I'll take the punk's out. Feeling funky. Amps in the trunk. And I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got rock from the kids on the hill. Plus my mom and my pop. I came to get down. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump.
Everybody jump.
Jump, 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 jump.
Everybody jump.
Jump, jump, jump. I'll serve your ass like John McEnroe. If your girl steps up, I'm smacking her. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got songs. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle, bring a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the death. Trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
One Swedish made penis enlarger pump.
That's not mine.
One credit card receipt for Swedish made penis enlarger signed by Austin Powers.
I'm telling you, baby, that's not mine.
One warranty card for Swedish made penis enlarger pump filled out by Austin Powers.
I don't even know what this is. This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
One book, Swedish-made penis in larger pumps, and me. This sort of thing is my bag, baby. By Austin Powers.
All right, early 90s here. Savillis and Cole. This was big in the clubs. I remember going down to Narcissus, a club lipstick. Darren'd be singing and dancing to this one. CNC Music Factory.
Yeah, the party is packed and I rap. Girls wall to wall, there's my man hanging out at the back. So I cruise, slide through the dance floor. I never seen a club so hype before. Get on the mic and get raw. Back to back, front to front, door to door. Everybody dance to the new sound, rock and roll, soul to soul. I bring it on down from the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom. Everywhere they jump, they sing, they hear, they shake, they dare me, yeah, oh yeah. So loosen your body and let me take control. Let's rock and roll. With it, that's it, throw your hands in the air, scream go, 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 rock and roll, we're going, flowing, yo, it will develop into a new form, break the norm, get warm and then swarm, come back again, tear it up and transform, from BB King to Bo Diddley, and Sullivan was on the TV screen to be seen with the Beatles and the Jackson 5, the Who, the Doors, the Rolling Stones, and even I've dibbled a bit to get with, helping to prove that it's legit, your parents dissed it back in the days, the same way they diss rap, are you amazed? So DJs, let's rock and roll.
There they are, the CNC Music Factory. They had a couple big hits, and they were in the clubs in the early 90s. I remember dancing that one up in Canada in my Button Flies and my Z Cavaricis, my Orange Bugle Boys, and my frilly Austin Powers white shirt, and things like that. And girls didn't dance with me, but it was fine. It was the 90s, and I was single, and I was happy, and it was a long time ago, and it'll never happen again. But Darren's here, and that's okay. It's fair to middling at best. He's sitting here, he's smiling, he's ready for a sandwich or a cocktail or two. And he said, hey, why don't you play Harvey Danger? Actually, he didn't say that. He said he wanted to play like, what'd you want to hear? What was it? Tracy Chapman. And you said OPP, of course. And we'll get to that. We have 28 more minutes of you staring at me like you own me. You make me anxious. I'm usually much funnier than this. And I got some guys like, geez, think he's going to offer me like a show on like a big radio station. Just doesn't happen anymore. You get little piddling old me here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I've been here since 2007. It's the first time Darren's been on the show. I've known him 40 years. And he comes in, he doesn't even talk. What the hell's up with that? What's wrong with you? Here's Harvey Danger. Harvey Danger. He sang one song and that was it. He's like, I'm out of here. You guys can have this. And it was good enough, in my opinion. He didn't even need to follow up with a second song. Great tune. Flagpole Sitter here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is the nice 90s. I could be nicer, but, you know, I'm mildly annoyed as usual. I was going to play a little Depeche Mode next, but right now I think it's time for a PSA. And it's going to be a Public Enemy service announcement. Here you go.
Check this out. This is Chuck D.
And this is Flavor Flav. Public Enemy is letting y'all know about Black History Month.
February is Black History Month, but we like to say that every single month we should recognize the rich culture and heritage of black people. Although the battles have not been won yet, we should be proud to take some time out this month to explore the powerful and victorious lineage of our people.
That's right, sir. Don't be a vulture. Learn your culture.
P.E. salutes the history of black people and the history that we are yet to make.
That's right. Not a mistake.
There you go. That's Chuck D and Flava Flav. It's Black History Month every month here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here is Depeche Mode. I feel you. What? It's Depeche Mode, hitting it hard, harder than they normally do, at least with that one from I Feel You from 1993 here on the Nice 90s with Chris Earle and Darren Hirst. He's here hanging out with me. And coming up next, we got Little Nirvana by request for Thunder out there. Thunder wanted to hear a little Nirvana, and rather than Smells Like Teen Spirit, I'm going to play this one. It's one of my favorite tracks on the Rock Band PS4. When you play the Rock Band, you can play a little Nirvana, and this is the one that pops up, and it's a lot of fun to play. So here's In Bloom, Nirvana, here on the Nice 90s here at WMFO in Medford.
Kids for food.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We're playing all 1990s tunes today. This next one is from The Wallflowers. Going to see them in the next couple of weeks. They're playing The Vineyard, which is kind of a neat little venue for them. They're playing like some high school arena at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And what's funny is I saw Tim Conway there play the high school arena. It was awesome. Like 10 years ago. If anybody, that's going back to like the 60s, 70s, Tim Conway. He was funny. He's great. He was on Carol Burnett. Darren, you remember Tim Conway?
I do.
There you go. Nice. It's the nice 90s here with you until 7 p.m. We only got 13 minutes. I'll only slip in a couple of more songs. I'll play OPP maybe after this one. This is the Wallflowers. They're going to be at the Vineyard in a couple of weeks. So you want to go to the Vineyard to go see the Wallflowers? You like them? Jacob Dylan? Bob Dylan's son? My guess is no. He's saying no. No, he's busy. He's busy that night. He's doing stuff. He's down with OPP that night. Here's Wallflowers, One Headlight.
She always had a pretty face.
You've done yourself a favor by tuning into WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. My name is Chris Earle, and thanks for listening to Freeform Radio. I'll be back next week, probably doing 90s tunes next week, because there's so many good ones that we can play. This next one is, this is Naughty by Nature, OPP, by request for Darren, who's sitting right next to me. Here it is. Unless you want to hear the Wallflowers again. There you go. Everybody, have a good night. I'll see you next week. This has been the Nice 90s with Chris Earle, and thanks to Darren for sitting in here with me and keeping me company. Take it easy, everybody. The 1990s were fun. 2023 kind of sucks, but do the best that you can and go out and have some fun this week. See you later. Stay cool, time travelers.